Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Deny the mainstream media access to your brain stem, at least briefly.
Death Oyster smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the prophecy here.
The cyborg, idiot!
Warning. Condition critical.
We're cyberpunks.
ABC News Online reported, quote, "The government's tracking the phone numbers ABC uses in an effort to root out confidential sources. Phone calls and contacts by reporters for ABC News, along with the New York Times and the Washington Post, are being examined as part of a widespread leak investigation. The government spying on reporters to find leakers within their own ranks? If true, it's the latest installment of the phone tap fiasco."
This is not a program where we're listening to phone calls inside the United States. And it's limited to calls from outside the United States, to calls within the United States, but not domestically.
This is not about intercepting conversations between people in the United States.
Very limited and targeted at international communications.
What it is not some sort of roving domestic spying program.
This is focused. It's targeted. It's very carefully done. You shouldn't worry.
You know, I'm not going to comment on the program just because I'm told until the appropriate time. There's not been even a confirmation of the USA Today program itself.
I can't sit in here, confirm or deny the claims that are in the USA Today story.
Let me say what I'm not commenting on.
Recent survey, your disapproval rating is now 1 point lower than Richard Nixon's before he resigned the presidency. You're laughing. Why do you think that is?
Because we're at war. But people are unsettled. They don't look at the economy and say life is good. They know we're at war.
But they're not just unsettled, sir. They disapprove of the job you're doing.
That's unsettled.
That's how you see it.
Yeah, I do. I see it as the war is difficult, and I understand that. I understand why people wonder whether we could win the war or not. But there's a big difference between some of us who believe that we're doing the right thing and moving forward, and a group of people who want to pull out before the job is done.
Do you think it's possible that, like Nixon and Watergate, that the American people have rendered a final judgment of disapproval on you and your war in Iraq?
Of course not. I got 2.5 years left to be president of the United States.
This is not a program where we're listening to phone calls inside the United States. And it's limited to calls from outside the United States to calls within the United States, but not domestically.
This is not about intercepting conversations between people in the United States.
Very limited and targeted at international communications.
What it is not is some sort of roving domestic spying program.
This is focused. It's targeted. It's very carefully done. But you shouldn't worry.
ABC News Online reported, quote, "The government's tracking the phone numbers ABC uses in an effort to root out confidential sources. Phone calls and contacts by reporters for ABC News, along with the New York Times and the Washington Post, are being examined as part of a widespread leak investigation. The government spying on reporters..." terrorists to find leakers within their own ranks? If true, it's the latest installment of the phone tap fiasco.
This is not a program where we're listening to phone calls inside the United States.
And it's limited to calls from outside the United States to calls within the United States,
but not domestically.
This is not about intercepting conversations between people in the United States.
It's very limited and targeted at international communications.
What it is not is some sort of roving domestic spying program.
This is focused, it's targeted, it's very carefully done. You shouldn't worry.
We don't trust you anymore. We don't trust you with our phone bills. We don't trust you with our bank records. We don't trust you with our medical histories. From now on, if you want to look at Americans' private records, get a damn search warrant.
Administration supporters attacked me, parroting the president's claim that Al-Qaeda was the sole target.
Our efforts are focused on links to Al-Qaeda and their known affiliates.
Others suggested that the federal government was too incompetent to use numbers in an effective way. Reports now suggest that the federal government could be tracing phone call patterns of reporters at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other news outlets. All to root out sources that could be leaking information about illegal government programs.
Nation magazine and called the end of the internet.
Telephone and cable companies are pushing to fundamentally change the way the internet works, charging fees for use and giving preferred treatment to content providers with deeper pockets.
What they want to do desperately is be in a situation where they can rank order websites, and websites that come through the fastest to us, to the users of the internet, are the ones that pay them money or the ones they own, and websites that don't pay them come through slower, much harder to get, or in some cases they'll have the power to take them off the internet altogether.
What I call access tiering, when only the big media companies will be able to afford that access.
It will banish the hundreds of thousands of bloggers to the slow lane on the internet. Anyone without the money to buy access to the fast lane will be relegated into the slow lane and will eventually, lose an audience, lose influence, lose the wonderful innovation of online communication.
Think about your cable system. The cable operator decides which program gets to be in that system. They decide, not the consumer. That's what the telephone companies want to do.
Effectively turn the net into something that more closely resembles today's cable TV systems.
To restrict consumers' access to broadband internet content, such as movies and music.
Now, that just fundamentally changes the internet.
Want to have mainstream quality? Here's what you have to pay. If you can't afford it, well, you're just going to have to go on the old dirt road.
If I were in their position, if I were in a strong market position to be a gatekeeper of the internet, why wouldn't you start wanting to degrade and block content and or at least threaten to do so and extract more revenue? It makes perfect sense. I'm not saying it's evil. I'm just saying it's bad for the economy.
America Online has blocked delivery to its customers of all emails that include a link to a website called DRAOL.com, which is critical of its certified
Vines
email
has already
system.
Seen several small network operators block our service. Most recently, major phone company executives have suggested that our service isn't going to work as well if we don't pay them.
What did AT&T have to do with inventing the internet? Nothing. They turned down the contract to build it. What did Verizon have to do with the invention of the World Wide Web? Nothing. What did Bell Self have to do with the invention of the web browser? Nothing. These companies literally had nothing to do with creating what makes the internet so special.
Phone and cable lobby are spending literally tens of millions of dollars trying to buy and likely have bought Washington, D.C. They went to the Bush FCC and they eliminated the prohibition against non-discrimination. Whoa. We need to put some of that non-discrimination back into the statutes that govern the internet, and it's being called network neutrality.
The concept of net neutrality, I'm not even sure what that means.
Net neutrality is about choice. Who chooses the content you see and use on the internet? Right now, you do. You connect to the internet, open your browser, and navigate to the website of your choice. Net neutrality makes this possible because it prevents your internet provider from blocking access to those websites. Without net neutrality, your network provider, the company that operates your physical connections to the internet, might decide to degrade your access to a website like Google or block access entirely.
I'm not even sure what that means.
It simply means that the people that bring you the internet aren't allowed to discriminate against competing and alternative content.
It's the concept that everyone, everywhere, should have free, universal, and non-discriminatory access to all the internet.
The critical choice is whether consumers should get to decide how their bandwidth is used, or whether the gatekeepers, the duopolists, are going to decide how that bandwidth is used.
If there is ever a moment for a ruckus to be raised and for the public to become seriously involved, now is the moment. We have to bring in as many people into the biggest possible movement that we can muster to register with policymakers and with the mainstream media that this issue of network neutrality is of central importance to us, and that citizens and consumers will not stand for an internet that's turned into the private property of the telephone companies and the cable companies.
Really have to speak out now, because decisions made today will affect the future of television and the internet, our entire digital landscape.
My fellow citizens, the cause of peace requires our country to recognize undeniable realities. In the 20th century, the United States chose a policy of destruction of a kind never before seen on this earth. Our government chose to appease murderous dictators, plot chemical, biological, and nuclear terror, and kill thousands or hundreds of thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people. And it has aided, trained, and harbored terrorists, thugs, and killers. America continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised. The security of the world requires disarming our military now. This is not a question of authority. It is a question of human liberty. All the decades of deceit and cruelty have now reached an end. It is not too late to overcome hatred and violence and turn the creative gifts of men and women to the pursuits of peace. There will be no more wars of aggression against your neighbors. Instead of drifting along toward tragedy, we will set a course toward peace. That is the future we choose. Good night, and may God continue to believe people are deserving and capable
Cyberpunk
of human liberty.
Radio is produced by Def Weezer Productions, as is Mental Escher. But what is Cyberpunk Radio?
Can I play with the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows.
So easily to me.
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby. At www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool. This is Jay from the Best of the Left podcast. You've been listening to a proud member of the Progressive Podcast Network, found at newmediarevolution.org. Never underestimate the power of a small group of highly motivated people.
The government has been censoring internet content for years.
If we do become ill, should we report it, and to whom?